I made a salad, but I put too much dressing on it, and that really upset me for no reason.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Online and on the go on your mobile device.
Listener's discretion is advised.
Wait a minute, I said it. You ain't heard nothing.
I remember saying something like,
I believe in America.
It was there that I knew that I belonged.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
It meant being somebody in a neighborhood that was full of nobodies.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I take your position.
All right, ladies, buckle up.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks.
And
It's...
Don't say it. Please, don't say it.
It's showtime! It's showtime!
I might have just prolapsed my rectum.
This shit is ridiculous!
So you bench when it's too big and you bench when it's too little.
I want a Frosty. Can I have a Frosty too?
Damn, crayon's stuck in my teeth.
How many dicks per serving?
All right, somebody needs to shut their vibrator off.
These are gonna get soggy fast.
It's gonna throw my ass when I go to buy a new one, I can tell you that.
I want my participation trophy!
Triggered.
All right, that's all I got. I shot my load.
Now there's a middle image you'll never get rid of.
Well, shit happens.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net or by searching DV Radio on the free Live 365 app on your mobile device.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's Barry's Talk Live. It's September 19th, 2020. I'm Bonner Wood. We have Frosty Six, Sergeant Word Dog, and a very, 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 very highly sexy special guest on with us tonight. Are you there, special guest?
Yes, it's me, Ron Jeremy.
Yes! Mr. Ron Jeremy of DV Radio, Mr. SRP himself. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good tonight. How about you?
I'm waiting on you to get down here and stop this leak from my dinghy.
Can I take you for a little row?
Oh, you know you can. Just make sure you use the motorboat, okay?
I will.
It's good to hear from you, brother. How you doing? Seriously.
I'm not doing too bad tonight, though.
Good, good, good. Six, you're up there with SRP. How are things shaking?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Jesus fucking Christ. I gotta turn my shit down a little bit. Thank you for that, Six.
He's got the mic, so I'm yelling from across the room.
Sounds like you're like 2 feet from the mic, but okay.
Nope, I'm not.
Nope, I was swallowing it at the time.
Oh my god.
Make sure you're taking a drink before he talks, please.
Right. Oh my god. So Six, you are up with you are up there with SRP. How are things with the trip so far?
We'll just say you asked a rhetorical question, so I can just say sure, yeah, it's good. I mean, I'm happy I'm here, but you don't want to know the rest. I'll save that for another show.
Are there any updates for our listeners that you'd like to give?
No. Okay. Not until I get to North Carolina. Still thankful for what I got and I appreciate it. You thought that, you know, what's going on was bad with the Democrats? Well, they're ruthless now.
And there it is. That's all for DVRadio.net tonight. Have a great weekend, everybody.
No, but after 5 years, I'm back. He does, SRP does look good, and I mean that in a non-homosexual way, of course. But it's pretty cool to be, you know, not looking at him through the computer and in person and stuff. And I met Carl again. Carl doesn't remember me.
And he met my new love of Kaylin. They transgendered.
Carl's still licking his balls as always when you greet him, Six.
Yes.
Yes. If you don't know or you haven't heard of SRP, you've probably not been listening to DB Radio in a long time or ever. He used to be a regular. And he was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. And then he's back. I don't know why the fuck he'd want to be back here, but yeah. It's good to see, to have him back, not see him. I can't see him because, you know, this is radio. We don't see people. I am glad to hear that. I am glad to hear you're doing better, seriously.
Thank you.
There's going to be a lot of editing of this show, isn't there?
He keeps hitting the mute button when he passes the microphone. It's all wet now. Anyhow.
I thought it was a vibrator and I did try to turn it off.
It ain't a cure for the COVID. So, obviously I didn't read the itinerary, but I still have like 18 minutes. Gabby's saying hello. Say hi, Gabby. She's teabagged in the microphone, so.
Nice. So we asked DB6 and SRP what they were going to be doing to this, on this show, and Six is like, I'm going to try to aim for 9:30. I'll be on a little bit longer tonight. And he doesn't realize that 9:30 is his cutoff every single time he's on here.
You know, listen. See, I wasn't prepared. I had to drive all day because, you know, it was several hours to get here from where I was last at. It normally takes normal people, like 8 normal hours to drive here. I did it in normally 2. So that's not normal. So I wasn't normal. Normally I'm prepared for these short shows. See, I'm already fucking up because it's past my bedtime. But, normally I would stay on, but normally you wouldn't get me 2 shows in a row. So this is the second week. I'm going to work up to a full show again, okay?
You know what was funny when you said that? Frosty goes, maybe since he's an hour behind, he'll stay on an hour longer. And I was like, we tried that on Texas time. Didn't work. Tried that on Colorado time. Didn't fucking work. What makes you think it's going to work on an hour behind?
Oh, I fully realize. Well, no. It's 9:09 right now, according to my computer. I don't go by what time it is in... Illinois. Sorry, I had a Biden moment there. Because, you know, I just pretend I'm in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. You know,
they're special. Because they're special. They're on East Coast time while the rest of the state is on Central.
Well, I did hear that Trump is in Vietnam tonight doing a campaign. So, good luck out there, guys.
All right, since we're going to talk about politics now, I have something else.
You brought up Biden and Ruth.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. Really?
Hold on. We have an important message from our special guest.
Okay.
I was just thinking, I can't.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Lord have mercy on us all. So, Six, we still have the GoFundMe for the farm, correct?
Yeah, we do. I haven't been pushing it because Facebook has been killing me, and I got to get on it. But no, actually, you know, you were asking for an update. What I've been doing the last week and a half since I left Fort Campbell. It's not even been a week and a half. I left Fort Campbell Monday because I had a rare opportunity to meet family I've never met before, visit with my dad, who I know he doesn't have too many years left on this planet. But it was pretty cool. I was in Danville, Illinois for 4 or 5 days. I met my grandfather, who's a World War II vet, did 33 years in the Navy for the first time. Met an uncle I didn't know I had. That's my dad's brother, for those who are tracking. He was Navy. And then, of course, there's my dad. Thank God he went in the Army because that rubbed off on me. But I met my grandmother and other family. So that was pretty cool. And then because it was... Well, like I said, normally it takes normal people 8 normal hours to get here. I did it in 2. I went to go see SRP, who I haven't seen in normally 5 years. So now I'm headed to... Uh-oh, I just
Hello, Moto.
Stand by. This is an important message. because obviously I'm on the air and everybody knows that. So when they text me, it must be important. Oh, it's a, you'll never guess. It's a meme somebody sent me. And it says, great financial news for me this morning. No longer have to send that $16 a month for that hidden. Never mind. That's been great. But I'm about to get back on track. I'll be in North Carolina for a week and I've got to do several stops. Podcast. I could be promoting it right now. So I'll be doing a podcast for somebody. So be sure to tune into their station that I don't remember the name of.
Rude, ain't it?
Also, I'm going to what's the guy that runs the NRA? Charleston, North Carolina, South Carolina.
South
right?
Carolina. Yeah.
I had another Biden moment.
But you know, look, I was looking at my grandfather. He's 92. He's driving himself around, and and sharp. He's very intelligent, and he fucking doesn't look any older than my dad. He's 93, and I'm thinking, you know, my God, he's 93, and how old's the other guy that's always asleep in the basement?
70 something.
77, right?
I think.
Man, he runs circles. It's crazy, but no, I just, the stories you can tell. And unfortunately, I didn't go live because, you know, it just was I didn't ask them and, it was, private and stuff. So, but maybe next time, cause I have a feeling he might be breaking a record as the oldest living vet. I told him he still got 20 years to go, but I think he can do it.
Oh, yeah.
He could get another career in.
Easy.
Yeah, right. So, but anyhow, what I'm going to do for you guys, because I'm never here, and I know you got a show packed full of fun stuff and entertaining things, you know, because we do better than CNN.
Anybody does better than CNN, so we can say that.
I'm going to leave, if SRP wants to, he's going to fill in for me, if that's okay with you, Bo.
That's up to you guys. If you guys have the time and SRP wants to, yeah.
Well, the sooner I get away, I'll stay on for the other 8 minutes, but, I made the mistake of go ahead and put on my PT shorts, for bed, and, he can't keep his hands off my thigh, upper thigh, too.
When you say PT shorts, you mean naked, right? Okay, making sure. I have to decipher things for our listeners when it comes to you two. Headphones, speakers.
It says in chat, Sabu says, so I'm close, but so far away from him. Where does he live?
Thanks for asking me that, Six.
Well, it's not important because I'm watching the DB Radio Journal live.
I'm feeling it.
So,
don't forget the Adventures of Gabby Sue Facebook page. I noticed we're missing one like. Somebody forgot to go like it.
I was getting ready to ask, how is Gabby doing since the last time we spoke with her last
time? My God, she's behaving. She didn't attack. She hasn't attacked anybody. It's still just me. She was on the, adopted one of the old people, one of my old relatives. And I was nervous, because fuck, they get a little cut that could be a death sentence for them. Oh, shit. And ask them about COVID? Dude, fuck these masks. Yeah. Dude, yeah. I love it.
That's great.
But no, seriously. So I've got a new job. What I've been doing, Bo, is so when I go, I have to run into Walmart and I'm still not taking our end weapon because I just want to get in and out. And I'm sure she'll be fine, but I leave her in the truck. And I've been using her Facebook page as the babysitters. And so I did a video, left it on, and watched her while I was in the store, and everybody else did. No problems. So I go, I'm running in again the next day. I don't record. I don't put it live. I come back, she empties the coin jar. I find all my coins and pens and extra phones and lighters all thrown all over the truck. I'm like, you motherfucker. I said, I'm going to record you next time. So again, third time I go in the next day. No problem. She's live.
Okay.
Yesterday, I don't go live. I come back out. She's got my pack of smokes in one claw and I swear to God, a lighter in the other one. And I caught it the time. She was sitting there. You know, she had it the right way up.
You know,
I wonder if you just got a... On another episode of Bex Talk.
You want to end up a Marine? She's eating a paint chip.
Yeah. What's wrong with being a Marine that likes paint chips?
You ended up like that because I get close to her sometimes.
I get close to her sometimes.
Did you eat it? I hope to God you did. What would you eat this?
Just another lovely Saturday on DB Radio, everybody.
4 minutes. 4 minutes, I can do this.
What is 4 minutes?
Then it's 9:22 and I can get off.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody get off together.
I was about to say.
You got about 8 minutes during the break and you'll be good.
Just, I'm almost there. Right, Gabby?
Hey, SRP. SRP 6 doesn't get the motorboat. That's only for me.
Roar! Come on, do it for the radio. Roar! You fucker. Fuck. Roar! Come on, no, just open your mouth and be quiet. Roar!
That's what she said.
Don't give it to me.
You said you wanted it.
Alright, go ahead. I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and just sit back and listen and take it from here. And then, I'll deputize SRP.
Alrighty then. Oh my god. Hey, who wants me to do this?
Yes, right by your ball. I like that.
Is it clear enough?
Yeah, it is.
Not that big red circle anymore.
Yes, it don't look like a tick bite.
No, I wasn't nervous like that. Just get nervous, because anything near there, you get worried. Even though Martha don't want any more kids, just in case you change her mind.
And
you'll never guess who's pregnant.
Who's pregnant?
I said you'll never guess who's pregnant.
I said no, who's pregnant?
I said, and you'll never guess who's pregnant.
And I said, no, who's pregnant?
All right, I'm done.
Even Gabby laughed.
Oh, so, you know, I'm in my third month of being on the road.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be in my fourth month that I'll get home.
So you'll be at home in time for Halloween?
Yeah, I definitely made some arrangements. I have to be back by the 6th because I have people showing up on the 7th. I cannot believe that when I left it was summer. It's now fall, and when I pull in, there might be snow on the ground.
You know what's funny? This is the longest road trip you've been on since I've been with you guys.
Yeah. Well, camper fire, bird, and every time I stop somewhere, somebody contacts me that I, you know, it's either connected to the farm or some relative I have never seen in my life. But it's only 2 hours away, but it keeps taking me further west. It started with Clarksville, and I had to drive 4 hours west and north to Illinois. And then while I'm there, I'm like, oh, SRP. Which way is he? Yup, north and west. But tomorrow, not tomorrow, then Monday. Gabby's having a one-sided conversation. It's confusing me. Hold on. Did you hear? She's having a one-sided phone call.
At first, I thought it was somebody else in the background acting like Gabby.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, that wraps up my time on DV Radio. I really appreciate the time that you all have with me.
He was going to call SRP Fuckface. Did you hear that?
Is that my wife?
What?
Where's Google? I don't never get that. It's the one time. That's why I've been on DV Radio so I can talk to Google.
You didn't read host chat tonight?
Now she's not on?
No, she said she was tired and couldn't do it tonight.
What a pussy.
Wow. Wow. Wait until I let Google hear this podcast. Oh, shit.
Why would you do that?
Because I love you.
Yes, my new lover Karen said that's pretty caring of you.
Of course.
I only do for those I care for. Yes, people, you just heard the DV6 60-second tape 500 times. Oh, shit. No, so we've been trying to make sure that Live365 has been implementing the correct way, because they're still having glitches and hiccups and things of that nature. So the War Dog Trail didn't air Wednesday. We aired it tonight before the show, but my dumbass forgot to put up a post. So I'm sorry about that, but podcast will be up come Monday, Tuesday. But I did see some of you listening to it, so I hope you did get to listen to that. Frosty actually has been editing the War Dog Trail episodes for, what, the last 4 episodes now that's aired?
I think 2 or 3 have aired.
Okay.
I remember on this one. This was 22, that's the second one I did.
Okay. So, he has been, I'm slowly giving him more work as he gets more comfortable and settled into his editing, space. He has been putting the Patreon, pre-show. Actually, they've been, what, 1 hour now, haven't they? For the last couple months.
I've been trying to get them between 35 and 40 minutes.
Right.
We had a couple longer ones, but, yeah.
Right. So, if you guys don't like something or you want something out of it, blame Frosty. He is doing a wonderful job. Gotta give him kudos. He took the ball and
he'll be a wonderful job, Frosty. Really good.
Ooh, that tickles.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ. Talk about improv night. Improv, yeah, that's the Apollo.
I second that. Frosty's been doing an amazing job.
He has. He really has.
I'm trying.
And I've not had to do like with some people and hold his hand, but he does come to me and ask me questions, which I have no problem doing. He knows I can't sit here and walk him through everything. So he does come to me with the questions that he doesn't have any answers to or can't find one. And I'm more than happy to help him.
Clarifying rules, mostly.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Yes, is this how you hold the penis?
Jesus Christ.
No, you gotta turn your hand the other way.
I can't give Frosty enough kudos for all that. So we do apologize for any shows that start late right now. We do not have much control over that, as far as when it actually airs. If I say it's 8 o'clock, I've put in for 8 o'clock. And if it airs 5, 10, 15 minutes later, and it begins the airing, I should say, that's not on us. That's the new system that's running on the back end that, again, we have no control over. So please bear with all of this right now. They're trying to iron out all the bugs, glitches, lags, hiccups, things of that nature. What else? If you missed the Screw Loose Auto Show and drag out last night. Those are pretty good, awesome fucking shows. Had some fun with Screw Loose. Frosty, drag out. Which episode was that? That was 9/11, correct?
That was our 9/11 episode. It was supposed to air last week, but we were a little late getting it to you. So the first half, we had myself and Roy Professor all talking about where we were on 9/11 and kind of our things we felt afterwards, in the time after 9/11.
When Frosty says they were, when Frosty says they were a little late getting it to me, it was like midnight, 1 o'clock, and he tells me that they've got Friday's episode ready, and this was like midnight, 1 o'clock, Wednesday night, and they wanted me to edit it Thursday and get ready for Friday.
You're going to have a talk with our boss about when she wants to record.
Well, you guys need to get ahead of them fucking episodes then, bitch.
We're trying. Well, I keep crying, but yeah.
But yeah, it's not a hard show to listen to, but it is an emotional one. We didn't put a disclaimer in it in that sense, but if you do have some moments listening to people talk about how they react during and after 9/11, do listen to it with caution. And we put that up on podcast from next week. But I liked it. I didn't do anything flamboyant with the show at all this time, because I think you needed to hear it raw.
Oh, and we tried to focus on the coming together of the nation afterwards, less of the actual
right
what happened.
Right, and that's what I meant by what you guys felt and how you guys felt afterwards. And I think Oink said it best. The thing we're lacking right now in America and the world is the day after September 11th, September 12th, everybody came together. Nobody hated one another. Nobody was throwing pop shots at one another. Everybody loved one another and wanted to help one another. But yet, go 19 years forward and look at us, fucking burning the fucking world to the ground. But it's a good show. Please do listen to it. That's Screw Loose Auto with Adam Ely from Hard Luck Auto and Brian Check from USMC Racing. You can follow those both on Facebook. And Frag Out and Drag Out. I think it was Frosty, Oink, and Fesser.
Yep. As long as it was there on this last one.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else?
Yeah, the boys were unsupervised again.
Yeah, it wasn't as awesome as this. I've got some things to talk to you guys about after the break. We'll come back, and on the other side, I got some stuff to tell you about DB against DB right here on Barrett's Talk on DBRadio.net. WDBR.
DB Radio. Let's get it on.
We got some food ready for you.
The music.
Let's go.
You're listening to WDBR on DBRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
That's right, it is simply made for you here at WDBRDBRadio.net. This is Barrett's Talk Live. You're listening to us on podcast. Then you can find us on podcasts at either Podbean, iTunes, Google Podcast, Play Thing, whatever the fuck they're transitioning to, and a whole bunch of other places that you guys, the listeners, have added our podcast to, and I can't remember them all. But thank you for putting us there. I know I make pop shots at you guys, say, I don't know where the fuck we are. But thank you. Seriously, the more places we are, the more people can listen to us. It doesn't help Podbean's numbers, but thank you for getting us out there. Truly, it means a lot to us for helping spread the word about DB Radio. Now, to the important business, before we get to DB against DB. Service Dog Show has talked about the Task Dogs 2020 Virtual Summit for quite some time, over the last year. JJ, has been, the forefront talking to you guys and letting you all know what's going on with that. As you know, it was canceled numerous times this year due to COVID-19. So thank you for that, Corona. But we here at DB Radio was like, hey, you know what? Let's try and help them out. Let's make this a reality, because it's something that I think, service dog handlers in general, people that want to get into the service dog industry as far as helping veterans and first responders and civilians get a service dog, train them, things of that nature. I think, it would be beneficial to them, 100%. I don't know all the people that's going to be there. I do know that JJ is going to be there, and there's going to be a lot of other people that's going to be speaking as well. But to get to that, the virtual summit, the Task Dogs 2020 virtual summit will happen right here on DB Radio. Yes, you heard that right, folks. Right here on DB Radio, you will be able to hear the Task Dogs 2020
virtual summit. It'll be simulcasted on Facebook Live as well. All the resources being used are of DV Radios, and I cannot tell you how proud we are to be able to help them make this a reality, which, again, was canceled numerous times throughout the year due to COVID-19. Now, JJ will be running the show on the back end, so please cut him some slack. I got to get up with him come the next couple of days and get him set up, make sure things are running right. We're going to have to test a few things, but hopefully nothing will break during that time. If it does, we have some people that are hopefully going to be able to help him out. If anything happens on his end, they can pick it up and they'll continue simulcasting this through DV Radio as well as Facebook Live. Now, to the important information. Fast Dollars 2020 Virtual Summit will be next Saturday, September 26th. That's September 26th. That's Saturday, next Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 1700, 5 p.m. Eastern. It starts at 11 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, September 26th, and it runs until 5 p.m. Eastern that evening. You can watch it. You can participate on Facebook Live, or if you're not able to watch it and you can't participate on a computer and watch it live on the tablet or smartphone or whatever, you are able to listen to it right here on DVRadio.net, the Live 365, at the entire summit. It will be simulcast the entire time. During certain hour breaks, there will be about a 5 to 10 minute break. We're not sure how long that's going to be. But that'll give JJ and the speakers enough time to do what they need to do. Go take a break, because it's 5-6 hours long, so they need a break. But it will be continuous. It's from 11 to 5, like I said, Eastern time. If you're interested in that, want to see the speakers, what they say, what JJ says, and what it's all about, that is the Task Dogs 2020 Virtual Summit right here, September 26th on WDDRDDRadio.net, as well as Facebook Live.
If you want to participate and ask questions to some of the presenters, you can only do that on the Task Dogs 2020 Facebook page.
Yes, I'm sure they will make that. I'm sure they will make that known, but that is one thing I forgot to tell you guys. Completely forgot about that. I was more focused on letting you guys know how you could tune into that and watch it or listen to it, whichever you're able to do. So thank you, Russell. Now, some DD against DD stuff that we need to get out of the way, because I didn't get anybody except two people that was interested in this, and it kind of hurt my heart. We're putting together a promotional video to push to out there to get people's stories. But we need men, women, and a couple of kids to voice some lines for us. It's that simple. Just a few lines. I've got the lines ready. I've got the video made. I just need the lines read. All you have to do is contact me at info@dvradio.net. Put in the subject line, DV against DV lines. That's all you got to do. It's real simple. You record a few lines. I make sure that they sound good. I put them into the video, and we promote it. The whole thing about it is to end the whole domestic violence, the rape, the molestation, the sex trafficking, child bullshit, all of that. That's what this is all about. And the fact that, one, Facebook basically said, fuck you, your post isn't going nowhere, and the fact that only 3 people liked it really broke my heart. Not gonna lie. Not gonna fucking lie about that. But, I do have a male and a female, but I would like more males and females to read these lines, as well as a couple kids. There are a few lines that I'd like just kids to read, if you're comfortable with letting your kid read. I don't mind if you ask me 100 million questions. It's just their voices. Nothing's going to be done with it other than put into this video promotion without your consent, obviously. So if you'd like to be a part of that, again, email me at info@dvradio.net. Subject the email, DV against DV video lines. That's all you gotta do. I'll get them to you. As long as you can get me the files in MP3 football format, we're good to go. We are good to fucking go. It means a lot to myself. Everybody at DV Radio, I know SRP is a big stickler on this as well. So the quicker we can get this put out there, the quicker we can actually do a lot more with DV against DV. If you want to support DV against DV and, Vets and Child Rescue, Underground Railroad and a few others and join DV Radio and Safescape and helping fund these places, you can go to the DV Radio store and, go to DV against DV products. We have 2 t-shirts. We have a sticker. We're looking at doing some other stuff, but right now that's what we've got. Once proceeds per month hit $100, that's when all those accumulations will go to the charity for that, or the nonprofit for that month. We'll announce when we send the money and we'll let you see that we sent the money and how much money was sent and who it was sent to and all that good stuff. I don't have a problem with that. You guys know that I'm pretty fucking transparent when it comes to that. So, yeah. Other than DV Against DV and Task Dog Summit, we still have the DV Farm Road to Recovery t-shirt. We have the PTS Dog Rhino Doggy t-shirt. What else do we have? We have the Screw Loose Auto stickers. What else do we have, Frosty, where the proceeds go to those places? Is that it right now?
I want to say Rhino Doggy, but I guess it is the Rhino Doggy sticker as well.
Oh, yeah, we do have that sticker. I forgot all about that. Sorry, Doggy. But the proceeds from those products and any products that we put up that say proceeds, once it reaches $100 that month, the $100 and anything it accumulates over that will go to these places. That's after cost, obviously, DV Radio. Yeah, that's how we got to do it, and it would make more sense if it was over $100 instead of, you know, like, $5. DV Radio going to them every single month. But yeah, so that's that. We've got, the new coffee mugs are up over there. Have you got to see those, Frosty?
I have 4.
You're not supposed to say that, goddammit. You're supposed to say, oh, they look awesome, Bo. Where can I get them again?
They do look awesome.
We're
shot glasses.
Yeah, we actually have 2 of them. They're the little camping tin mugs. They're enamel. We got, the lightning graphic, and we've got the numero uno mug, as I like to call that signature. We got 2 numero unos in it. somebody asked us about bundling, things. We can't do that right now with our setup. We will look at that further into the future. And, as soon as we're able to do that, you guys will be the first to know. We got the balaclavas. We do not recommend those for COVID-19, but hey, you're an American. Do what the fuck you want. Not gonna lie, wore mine out. To the hospital when I had my, CT scan. I even got my mom to wear one. I even got my mom to wear one of these damn things. So, yeah. I think we wore a DV against DV t-shirts on top of that. So,
we were twins. I'm taking my numero uno baklavas for when I go back to my winter job.
Oh, dude. Those things, I thought the masks were bad when it fogged up your glasses. Holy fuck. If you don't have a I forgot how bad balaclavas are. But if you don't have a balaclava centered or fixed just right on your nose, your glasses look like you just came out in from the fucking hole in the hottest ass fucking hell on earth.
Oh, yeah. I use them at work. They're easier than the other masks. The other ones I find it fit to stay on all day.
Oh, yeah. I have to wear them. Yep. They are a little tight when you first get them. Not going to lie. I've got a big ass fucking head. I think everybody here can attest to that. I got a big ass motherfucking head. No lie. My PC cat got fucked up when we were getting ready to deploy. And my captain was like,
"What size you wear, boy?"
And I told him, he was like,
"That's the same size I wear. Are you sure?"
And this dude is like 7 foot, 5,000. He fucking Shaquille O'Neal of my unit. Like, that's how tall this guy was. And he was like,
"Are you sure that's what size you wear, boy?"
I was like, "Yes, sir. You got a fucking head."
Yeah, that's how big my head is. Anyway, 5 foot ain't nothing. Then you wearing the same size of fucking 6 foot, 90,000 fucking tall motherfucker. Love you, Captain.
Please go check out DV Radio Store. If it doesn't say it goes somewhere else, it goes right back in DV Radio. We got cheap shirts, we got expensive shirts, we got cheap mugs, we got expensive mugs, we got cheap stickers, we got semi-medium cheap stickers.
we gotta put one in there for $100 just to see if anybody buys it.
You know, I actually thought about that because I had so many people. I want to buy a t-shirt. I want a DV Radio t-shirt. I want a DV Radio mug. And those same people are still sitting there going, I don't have the money. I can't give it to you free. We haven't even made profit on this yet to cover all the expenses that we put into it. But yet you want me to give you free shit. I can't do that. You know how stupid that sounds like?
I'm thinking like a little 1-inch DV Radio round sticker that's, it would normally be like $1, maybe two at the most. Put it up there for like $100. See if you buy it.
Oh yeah, totally shit. Limited edition, one of one.
Exactly.
Right.
As soon as you hit like a sale, total sales of 5, you just kill it.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, we are getting ready to bring out. Oh fuck! Everybody's on a rush and ask when they're coming out, but you're not getting them before Patreon members. So that's all I'm going to say about when they're releasing.
When's it coming out, Mom?
Go fuck yourself. We are getting ready to debut hoodies. They're not zip up. But we are getting ready to debut pullover hoodies. There's going to be two different kinds. Let me go look real quick and make sure that I tell you correctly what ones they are, because I cannot remember off the top of my head. I have a lot of shit going on.
I was gonna say, I know you typically have the wee and not so wee. Do we get the freaking huge this time?
Yes, actually you do. We've got the normal sizes. Small to 2XL. And then I've got 3 to 5XL. That's as high as I can get from our supplier. The only difference is 50 cents. Pay 50 cents more for a bigger shirt. That's it.
That's better than most items.
Yeah, everybody's going to bitch about the price. I know they are. But we have a DV Radio Splatter, and we have a DV Radio Storm. So the Lightning is on one of them, and the DV Radio Splatter logo is on the other. So that's what's happening in
your back of the woods.
It'll be the back.
With the regular DV Radio logo on the front?
Yes.
Cool.
Let me make sure about the size. Yeah, 3 to 5XL are big boy and girl sizes. I actually put, I'm not joking, in the title, it says DVR Splatter Unisex Fleece Hoodie,
and it's the same with the Lightning Hoodie.
And then in brackets it says big boys and girls. Exclamation point.
Nice.
Give me some time with t-shirts, people. Please. I have to do these all individually. I literally have to find the t-shirt, I have to find the sizes, I have to get the design remade in our system, and then I have to do this individually for every single item you see. I can't just copy and paste. That's not how this works. But yeah, we are going to be doing hoodies very, very soon. It'll be before winter.
So don't bitch when it comes winter. I ain't get a hoodie. We'll buy a hoodie. I want a hoodie.
So that's that. Trying to remember if there's anything else to that. Is there, Frosty?
I think I can take up to the Patreon ones that you might have mentioned. I mean, your little plaques, but I know those are going to be a while, so.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, and those 3D prints, it's going to be a minute, because I have to print every single one of them off, and it takes about 4.5 to 5 hours per print. Then I have to clean every single one of them, which takes anywhere from an hour and a half to 2.5 hours, depending on how the print came out. And then I think Scab is the only one right now that wanted me to weather his. So yeah, that's the new thing.
Yeah.
You do?
If you're not a Patreon member, you do get discounts on the DVD Radio Store. Just letting you know. Just letting you guys know. And you get to use that discount the entire time you're a Patreon member. Patreon member. DVD Radio. Patreon.com/DVRadio if you want to become a patron. We also still have Battlegrounds Coffee Blend. Excuse me, from Eubora Coffee. So head over. Yes, it is. Head over to EuboraCoffee.com. Grab a bag of the Battleground Blend. Me and my mommy came up with that blend. So if you don't like it, go fuck yourselves. It doesn't sit on the shelf for months on end. There's no chemicals added. It's roasted to order, meaning as soon as you put your order in, it's roasted the next morning. It's usually shipped out the next day, 9 times out of 10, unless they need more beans. COVID. A portion of every bag.
Longest I had to wait for an order is 5 days, and that's here in Alaska.
That's in Alaska, folks. Also, a portion of each bag comes back to DB Radio. You're helping a veteran-owned business, i.e. buying from Eubora Coffee, because they are a veteran-owned business, and you're helping another veteran-owned business, i.e. DB Radio, by purchasing Battleground. If you're looking for a no chemical, no bullshit, tasty fucking coffee, try Eubora. If you don't like Battlegrounds, I don't care. Try something else. But at least try it. That's what I'm asking you. You might bitch over the price, but I'm going to tell you right now what you're paying at other places. The exact same price, but yeah, it's loaded with chemicals and it sits on the fucking shelf and it's not worth order. And yeah. I could go on for days. If you go to coffee.com, the Battleground Blend from the radio. Now, Sergeant Wardog, how you doing, brother?
Oh, doing well, bro. Doing well. Ups and downs, like everyone else.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. How's your weekend going?
Fairly good. Bad news, personally, I'm going through a divorce, but good news on flipping. I will finally get to carry out my, years-long dream of, living off-grid, man, full-time. And that'll give me a chance to try to help as many homeless veterans as I can on the, land we have out there for Camp Doghouse. So I still feel pissed at myself that I haven't been able to, help as many veterans or even house one veteran with something to eat that meal every day. Used to feel like pure shit.
Well, first off, I am sorry about the personal thing that's going on in your life, but you know we're always here for you no matter what. You know how to reach any of us at a moment's notice. Secondly, don't beat yourself up, brother. Don't beat yourself up about not being able to help somebody right away. I mean, shit. You know how long it took DB Farm to get off the ground? Shit. and me and DB6 still poke fun at one another. Are we really doing any goddamn thing? Like, no. But seriously, it takes time. Everything good takes time. You know that. I know that. We learned in the military, slow is fast. What is it? How does it go?
Slow, smooth, smooth, fast.
That's it. I had it backwards. Son of a bitch. But take that and use it with Camp Doghouse. I mean, seriously. You know, take one step at a time. Make sure you got your ducks in a row. I don't know how else to put that. Because you do an amazing job. You really do. Especially with what you say on your show, The War Dog Trail. Talking about your past experiences, your deployments, your tours, what you deal with, from those experiences today and throughout the last, 15 or so years. Huge respect for everything you fucking went through, brother, and then some. You know that, I wouldn't be saying that if I didn't mean it. Fucking love you. But, again, just don't beat yourself up about it, man. I know it's frustrating, trust me, shit. I ain't made a profit on Entwined Chaos yet. I'm fucking big time in debt. Shit.
DB Radio is just barely in the fucking red now. We're like on that cusp of black and red.
We're on a black cherry right now, huh?
Yeah, black cherry. No joke, I'm sitting here drinking a bottle of Cherry Dr. Pepper, and I fucking looked over when you said black cherry. That's fucking... Jesus Christ.
Well, you haven't left the camera on.
Right. SRP. Right. SRP, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
There's that sexy motherfucker.
I'm still thinking about the plus five, 3 to 5X. I like me a big old man.
There it is. There it is. There it is, folks.
Oh, my God.
We just fucking went there. And it's not even dark 30 yet. And my dog's knocking out my fucking back door. Jesus fucking Christ, scared the shit out of somebody.
Motherfucker.
What else do you have planned for the War Dog Trail and Camp Doghouse, War Dog, if I may ask, if you have anything that you've not told us?
My immediate plans right now, last time I was out, about a week and a half ago, I had to cut down as many palmettos as I could so I could see the property line state. So we're about to get everything bush hogged and cleared, and then have it leveled off. And then I have an assortment of buddies out there who have their camps built to the max, man, as far as, you know, solar power, cell towers, hot and cold showers, that, you know, that they built on their own. Or I'd love to truly bring out, you know, like a fifth wheel or an actual huge RV. Problem is the terrain that I'm in, with this being like off-grid swampy areas. I don't mean like marshy so much. I just mean even the sand and whatnot. You cannot survive without some strong four-wheel drive equipment where I am. So just taking my time there and looking to bring out as many travel trailers as I can find once we get the grants going. That's really, you know, what like you've always told me, what boggles everything down is, you know, trying to get the funding for your nonprofit so you can do the things you'd like to do for others.
Definitely.
But, other than that, I'm about to jump into hunting like never before, man. I'm about to throw myself into this, immerse myself in it, like I did, you know, like we all have, during our military service. This is my new thing. This is my shit now. I'm about to give them all over.
I hear you. I hear you. And I seen you, seen your, video the other day on, Twatter. Yes, we call it Twatter. Where you was, clearing out some of the palmettos. And I noticed you were like, now we're not destroying the land or anything. And I was like, oh, that's where the conservationist right there. That's where those stick lie right there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Always got to throw in a disclaimer. But what I've seen of the land, from the aerial shots and seeing you guys out there, I don't want to call it mudbogging because you're not wanting to mudbog. It just so happens that the land is muddy and you have to mudbog. But it's a beautiful place. It looks really beautiful. The only thing that I would hate and those motherfucking mosquitoes and all that other shit. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, tell me about it. I spent the 6 days out there. I forgot my tent, so I spent my day out there wearing the Gore-Tex top and bottom to keep me protected from those damn mosquitoes. But as far as the bogging, it only fills up, you know, during the hurricane season,
right?
From June to September. It'll begin to dry up again, but you're absolutely right. I don't personally camp anymore right in front of that bog, that mud pit anymore. I relocate kind of behind a big group of palmettos, but like I said, we're ready to have those all bush hogged and cleared and leveled out. So we're gonna get it together, man. We're gonna, you know, get the fence line going around it. States. I'd like to have some sort of security cams on it, you know, since we might have equipment or weapons. Now we're definitely gonna have some four wheels, man.
Yeah. Now,
what you see near me is shit in terms of, you know, the volume. I mean, the entire 16,000 acres. There are a lot more, a lot worse areas than what you see where we are. But for the price, that land at that spot happened to be just what I was looking for. Except the problem was I didn't have the idea of Camp Doghouse back then, so I just kind of wanted to be a Marine grunt and use it like it was and use my tent. It still surprises me every day to this day. The fact that, you know, others are having such a great time with generators and with power and air conditioning. I'm still locking for that, you know, that old school Marine mindset of shit, here it is, and we're going to sleep in it. That's all I'm used to. That's all I know. I'm still slowly coming out of that, obviously, so I can make things comfortable for those that do come out.
Man,
I still prefer to shoot my tent.
Man,
I've not been out in the woods in years. I mean, I'm disabled. It's not really viable for me to get out and go camping, but every time I see a piece of equipment, I'm like, oh shit, I want that. I need that. And then it, like, I have to sit back a minute and I'm like, when in the goddamn fuck am I going to use that sitting here on the motherfucking couch? Like, but you're right. Like, I am still stuck in that military mindset of being in the field. And I'm like, I need this. I need that. You know, but I'm also a country boy. I grew up in the backwoods. So it's like embedded into my DNA, right? So I get it twofold. I get it from being, you know, a backwoods country guy to being in the military. And it's one of those things you can't just shake it off. It ain't like getting sick and then, oh, I'm good. You can't do that. Like, it's impossible. So when you talk about the security and the field cams, you mentioned, you know, you might have equipment there and things of that nature. What is the natural worryments you might have as far as, like, animals coming in? What are some, I know you guys have some wild hog down there, correct?
Oh, yes, but, there's everything here. We're right in Osceola County, Florida. So Osceola's, the home of, you know, the Osceola turkey. Okay. So we have great game here in terms of, you know, geese, bucks, gators, coyotes. Turkey, we're either gonna run into, your regular, rattlesnakes or your cottonmouth, the water moccasins around here. I've been sitting with, ground blinds at town. Didn't even realize that fuckers went under my blind until I see them in front of me. I was like, holy shit, he's in there with me. I just get attached so much to the hogs for some reason. But one, the fact that when they mock charge me, it pisses me off. I don't know why. It gets me hyped. Even the audacity of the bastards, the mock charge at me. And then also, because they're considered a nuisance, you can hunt them in Florida 24/7, 365. So, one of the few times, saw coyotes that you can really, utilize your thermals, your night vision. You're looking to get that tactical side of you out.
Now, do you track them as far as, like, hoof prints and things like that, or do you use mainly, like, the thermals and stuff?
Oh, no, I do both. Actually, this last time I was out, it's not bobcat season yet. It starts on December 1st, but I followed almost a mile of bobcat track. It got me excited. You know, this is in soft mud, so it's not that hard to pick up the trail. But between that and, you know, the turkey and the deer, to see those bobcat tracks got me hyped as a motherfucker. I can't explain.
We had some bobcats here probably 5 or 6 years ago. Not that they're not around here,
but they were really bad because they were clearing out land up behind us up on the mountain. And you know how animals are. They're going to fucking run to the nearest fucking habitat they can. And there was probably 100 sightings within a couple of weeks of different bobcats. None of them were the same. Bear. It got bad there for a few months because, like I said, they were clearing out land up here, which I wish they hadn't, because it made the fucking mountain look sick as hell. It's just amazing to me that we live in this world with things like that, and we were literally right beside them. Like, literally, every fucking day.
Right.
Holy fucking Christ.
Anyway, and not to mention the Florida Panthers at Rome, where I am also. And they all wear, they're in protected species where we are, so they all have, the neck collars and whatnot.
Now,
I can see they, those I'll back off of. Those motherfuckers are serious.
I was going to say, when it comes to the Panthers down there, I know they're protected. But what if you need to defend yourself or your property? Are you allowed to kill them or scare them off in some way, shape, or form? Like, how does that work down there?
Self-defense wise, now, legally, yes, you can. But you're supposed to go through those steps as far as them just being a nuisance or near the property. You're supposed to take those steps to, deter them, scare them first. But hell, whatever jumps out at you, it's life or limb. You damn well better what you need to do to survive.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I see a damn panther, that motherfucker jumped out at me. I don't care what anybody goddamn said. I don't care how far it is. If that motherfucker said it, it jumped out at me. And I felt that my life was in threat. I am not playing with no fucking...
talking about that pussy, and I wouldn't talk about that big snake again.
Holy shit.
What are some of the sizes that you've ran into with snakes down there, War Dog?
Oh, man. I haven't seen anything longer than about 6 feet.
Man, that's pretty fucking big.
In terms of the rattlers. Oh, I'm sorry. That's only because I'm thinking of earlier today I saw something with a Florida Burmese python.
Oh, so shit.
I'm lucky I don't go that far south into the Everglades and shit. But, I'm trying to compare what I see to those motherfuckers, and even 6 feet, it doesn't give any type of comparison to as huge as Burmese python. But let me also mention that there's great duck hunting and geese and everything else that flies out over our region there.
Now, those Burmese python, they're fucking... Their girth is pretty fucking round too, right?
Hell yes.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I think some of them can get to like 6 inches in girth.
Yeah, if not more.
Jesus, like, I love all animals. I think they're fucking awesome. I really do. But if I see a motherfucking 6 foot long, 6 inch fucking round goddamn snake coming at me, no. I don't care if a motherfucker's poisonous. I don't care if he's not. Like, fuck that.
That's the reason I always keep a 24-inch machete.
I hear you. I seen that on one of your videos. I thought it was like somebody's arm at first. Because I think it was one of your darker videos. It was like getting like sunset. And I see this fucking... I see your arm, and then I see this other big thing. And it's not like there was light hitting it or anything. And I'm like, who the fuck's behind him, like, mimicking him? It was a goddamn fucking machete. I'm like, the fuck? This dude,
yeah,
like, fucking...
Too.
I was like, this motherfucker took up Crocodile Dundee for real up in Florida. Like, shit.
I'm waiting to get my first Gator Man. I am now allowed to not be the one operating the Gator boat, but I am allowed to be the shooter. You better believe, as soon as I can, there's a GoPro on my hat or something. I'm going to show you that too, man. All about the boat. Falling deep into this, like I have nothing else.
Do you guys have a season for Gator down there, or is it just whenever?
Oh no, yes it is. There are seasons for everything.
Okay, just and, making sure.
Florida Wildlife Commission, yeah, they'll get in your ass at any time if you're not, correct about them.
I'm presuming you've only got one tag right now?
Oh, actually, the way it works, I don't have to have a tag. As long as the boat operator, the actual, I'm considered a trapping agent.
As long as
the actual trapper has trapper actually has the tag, then we're fine.
Cool. That's pretty cool. I like that. That's actually pretty fucking cool.
I don't think I've ever mentioned to you that the trails that are here are nationally known and nationally ranked as far as four-wheelers, ATVs, UTVs.
Really?
So, even if we didn't do anything else other than, have a beer, shoot the shit, and ride, you're still looking at an amazing place just to do that. And, for those that might need to just clear their heads for the weekend or a few days, they'll have that option. As I learn more and more about DD Farm and how I'd like to help someone in some way, those that need to be there full time will also be as well. We just have our own little team, man, looking out for each other.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen the mock up of what Camp Doghouse is going to look like, go over, what is it, Sergeant War Dog TV?
.com, yes.
Okay.
We also have an app now, Sergeant War Dog TV, both on Apple and Google Play.
And that's so just. Right. It's hard when you're trying to do shit like that. People don't realize, especially when you don't have a full team. You spell Sergeant SGT. War Dog is WARDAWG and then TV. That's either .com or the app, like, War Dog just said, and that's iOS and Android devices. And we gotta get Cutter in here, cause I just got told Cutter is available. While she's getting in here, Frosty, how was your week, brother?
Well, for the most part, it wasn't too bad. Had to have a few drinks out on Thursday.
It
was something I should have taken care of 2 years ago, and I decided to just come along with it. I better just take care of it now.
So what made you decide to go ahead and get it done?
Tooth all hurt. I had a filling fall out like 2 weeks before the big earthquake we had 2 years ago. Yeah. That first 2 months afterwards, you're getting an aftershock about every hour or so. I think that put anything sharp in my mouth for a while now. And then forgot about it. I forgot about it, and all of a sudden, Thursday morning, it decided to fall apart. Looks like I need to go to bed. Yay.
It's always fun when a tooth just falls apart for no fucking reason.
Well, I knew it was bad. It just was worse than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Oink is supposedly...
Yeah, great week.
Oink is supposedly back in Alaska, correct?
I just got a message from him. He's still about an hour out from the house, and they still got to pick up the little man, so...
But he did make it... Right, but he did make it back to Alaska, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, he's here in Alaska on the way from the airport home.
I don't care if he made it to the show tonight or not. Like, I think he thought I was worried about that. I'm like, dude, fucking enjoy it, man. That is the last thing on my mind, you making it to a show because you're enjoying time with your wife and family. Like, I don't care, man. Enjoy that motherfucking time.
That's shit. What I just told him like 15 minutes ago. Don't worry about it.
Right?
Wear your night off.
Exactly. SRP. How was your week or your last, how many years? Yeah, 10 years.
Not too bad. Just been hanging out, having apple teenies. All this talk about double XL, 5XL, and then snakes, and then oral surgery. I am going to take 6 off grid tomorrow in my Jeep called the Mud Slut.
Mud Slut.
months. Speaking of off-grid.
I know.
What kind of Jeep is that?
Yes, it's no Wrangler.
It's an old Wrangler, is that what you said, SOB?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Of all the people that I can keep my fucking composure, I can't deal with SOB. It's like damn near fucking impossible. It's the only motherfucker I can't keep my composure. You're an asshole. Holy shit.
I would really fuck you up if I talked like this all night.
Ooh, wow.
What does SRP stand for?
Semen Recruit Potato.
Fucking
beautiful. It's actually an army army acronym. Look that up, Cutter, Coasty you.
Thank you very much. I am officially working for the only branch I've never worked for or been stationed at, which is the Army. So, all y'all can suck it.
Okay. Look that up, Cutter, you coasty.
I don't have to do anything anymore.
Once a coasty, always a coasty.
Buy me an apple teeny.
Buy me an apple teeny. There it is. You might get to see SRP's old decommissioned dinghy, too.
I have a currently commissioned dinghy who left me the greatest thing in the world, and I'll send a photo of it if somebody wants to put it up on the chat, because hang on, let me go grab it. Talk about whatever else I can grab.
Wow. She's like, fuck you guys, I'm just gonna go grab it.
My dinghy, is she meaning vibrator?
Well, I knew it would shut you guys up for a second. It says, we don't sell sugar to moonshiners. We will not be the moonshiners' partner in crime, and it is an actual thing from the U.S. Department of the Treasury from 1960. And I came home and it was in my window.
SRP had a question for you, Cutter.
What was it?
Yes, I thought by dinghy you mean vibrator.
So unfortunately, the dinghy I have doesn't vibrate, but we call my boyfriend dinghy because he's smaller than a Cutter.
Well, hit him with a taser. That'll make him vibrate.
That'd be well, like apple teeny.
What did he call tasers today? Tickle guns?
What? Jesus.
I don't know. We were talking because we were calling PTSD spicy memories.
You fucking hipster kids.
Well, that was because I'm still working at the gun shop on the weekends, and I have these little goblins that work for me. They're like 20-year-old kids. They're so good that they come up with the weirdest shit to tell me at the end of the night. Like, where did you even come up with that? Like, do you guys not do anything all day but, like, think of weird shit to tell me when we close?
Well, I mean, you know, it is kids.
And they're good kids, but man, they come up with some weird shit to tell me.
I mean, if they don't have jobs and they're still living at home, they probably have nothing else better to do than to come up with terms that mean nothing to anybody else.
Well, they have some sort of job because they work for me, but God, they just I don't know what they do all day.
Well, I mean, you are a veteran, so what did we do? What the fuck did we do in our spare time?
I mean, they were like, what was I talking about? We used to shoot each other with like beanbag guns and rubber bullets and stuff. And somebody was like, why did you do that? I'm like, what else do you have to do when you're 80, 100 miles offshore and you're just hanging out? There's no internet, no cell service. You gotta fucking do something.
It's a new way to rock some knives.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was fucking nothing to do. So we just get rubber bullets off the deck at each other and hit each other with beanbag guns because you're 20 and you don't have any better to do.
I think a few of our guys actually played baseball with golf balls when we were in Iraq. Like a kid, you know,
that
I think.
That would not surprise me. I'm not sure if everyone saw the video of, I can't remember which cutter it was, but they were doing swim fall, which is when you're out far enough, it's a nice day and you don't have any operations going. They'll let you actually swim, and there's somebody on shark watch, and they actually had a shark come up, so somebody from the deck had to shoot at the shark in the water. That was a fantastic video.
What the fuck do they shoot at a shark in the water when you're in the Coast Guard? Fucking
So he was either using a rifle or a 240. You can't tell from the video. Hang on, let me pull up the video.
What is this, like the real life fucking Jaws? What the fuck? Jesus, might as well fucking throw one of your scuba tanks in his mouth while you're at it.
Here, I'm sending the video in the Zoom chat.
Well, I'm gonna shoot that shark that's underwater with a shotgun, goddammit.
I swear to God, it's... hang on, it helps if I actually...
Bow wow. You let the dogs out. Bow wow.
He's a good boy, okay?
I bet. Sounds like it.
Right, give him to swallow the tank and shoot it.
Alright, I just sent the video in the Zoom chat. It's ridiculous. If somebody wants to put it on the TV chat.
Yeah, but because like, Bo can watch it while he's doing the show. I said, yeah, because Bo can watch it while he does the show.
Bo, you are a master at multitasking. You just need to...
I can't listen to the video and listen to you guys at the same time. It's not going to happen.
Well, the audio in the video doesn't have anything to do with anything. They're just yelling at each other.
I want to hear how fucking crazy they sound. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear them go, oh my god, there's a shark in the ocean! How can there be a shark in the ocean as its natural habitat? Oh my god! Like, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear them lose their minds of them jumping into the ocean and not expecting a fucking shark to be somewhere nearby. That's what I love about shark attacks. That's what I love about shark attacks. The bitch didn't attack you. You jumped in its fucking home, you motherfucker. You wouldn't expect a goddamn robber to fucking come in and you not do any motherfucking thing, would you? Because I'm pretty sure CNN don't go, the homeowner attacked the burglar. Pretty sure that don't fucking happen. Like, what the fuck?
Unless you come to my house.
Right? You're not...
Mark 19 would have been more effective.
Pretty sure you're not even going to step foot in my motherfucking house. You just think about it and you're gone. Gone. But we do need to go to break so we can fucking compose ourselves. We do not have Junk in the News this week because Google is not here. That's her job. We let her do the news. We do not do the news because there's like 41 million fucking news articles in there. But you are tuned in to Barrett's Talk still right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. We'll be back right after this.
Nothing to watch on TV. That's why you're listening to Barrett's Talk on DVRadio.net, WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, you! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
There's a place that is hidden because they do not pay influencers. They built their social media platform from the ground up for far less than any other, and they adhere to freedom of speech to the core. Oh, they're veterans that do it all for free? Who are they? Sayscape. You can grab your profile on Sayscape by downloading the app on your Android and iOS devices. If you'd rather, head to Sayscape.com and create your profile from your computer. Stop having forced posts and advertisements in your social media feed while algorithms choose what you get to see. Sayscape is where you can choose what and who shows up in your news feed. Say enough is enough. Escape today. Download Sayscape on your mobile device or head to Sayscape.com now. Sayscape.com.
We're back on the air.
Hey!
DV Radio.
Yep, we are back on the air right here on WDBRDBRadio.net. There is no junk in the news because Google isn't here. I'm Boner Wood. We still have Cutter, Frosty, and SRP. We may or may not have Chris and Justin on that. I don't know yet. I've not heard from them for a minute. But I want to sit here and eat my pizza since it was fucking lava during the break. And the other hosts, can I go have fun? Y'all guys have fun while I eat my slice of pizza. That means you motherfuckers talk amongst yourselves and give the listeners something to laugh about.
I didn't have anything like really awful happen at work today, other than like bullshittery, but nothing hilarious, unfortunately. We had some normal ass people come today.
Yeah,
right? It was just really busy, and I did get to start my new job, which is fantastic, and everybody is, like, too nice to the point where I'm concerned that, like, the tables are going to turn and it's going to become awful, but
they just make you feel welcome for the first couple of days, feel you out, while you're feeling them out, then it's all going to be okay.
I mean, that's what I'm used to, so it's a little concerning that everybody's just, like, really fantastic.
So it's like the Russian KGB cell town where there was no old people and they were all like 24 to 35 and they made it look like a normal American city, but it really wasn't. It was a training facility in the middle of America. That kind of nice.
Sorry, I'm also eating chips and queso because I haven't eaten yet. It's like, everybody was really nice, really helpful. Everybody wanted to get me on board. Like, it went really well. And I'm really excited to, because I changed career paths a little bit. It's stuff I've done before, but never full time. So it's actually really exciting to do.
That makes you feel happy and then comfortable working.
You know what? I actually, like, well, first of all, I'm working from home, so my commute is from the bed to the kitchen table, which is like, I don't know, 80 feet. And then
it's 80
feet in the middle for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait. We're all going to gloss over the fact that it's 80 feet from her bed to where the fuck she said. What the fuck kind of house do you live in where it's 80 feet?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm bad at
She's using man feet, so that's like.
Ha ha!
Well, it's like, I don't know, so you come out of the bedroom, you go through the living room, you turn into the dining room, and then it's a dining room table.
So 8 feet.
I don't know, maybe 20? I don't know, I'm not gonna like get up and try to count it out for you guys.
Sorry, I'm still eating my slice of pizza and I'm trying to make you guys interact, but it's not working.
I am trying my hardest.
So yes, it'd be really entertaining one thing.
I did not appreciate that. Do you just line these up for when I bitch at the end of the show?
Well, I should have been a ding ding ding. Ding.
Stereo board sounds better.
You guys are all the worst.
You already left. I had to do some kind of reaction. We could have just sat here and
that's fair. I guess I'll take all of the random clip noises. But other than that, I don't have anything. I had a really quiet week. We didn't do much.
That's always good.
Yeah, it was just a good quiet week. Dingy and his dad did finish my dog run today. So the dogs have a place to run around in our yard. And I guess Dingy lives here now? I realized this week that he spent the entire week here and only went home for the weekend. or what, to his parents' house. So I guess he lives in my house now.
Wait a second. How do you not know if someone lives in your house?
Well, he said he was going to move in. Because, like, when I moved in, we had a conversation about, like, him moving in with me. So, and I was like, do you want to just, like, move in all at once? He's like, no, I'll, like, move my stuff in little by little. And I've started doing his laundry, and he stayed the entire week here until last night. So, is it where you spend the majority of your time? Because that would be my house. And he gets his mail here now.
Well, if he gets his mail there, he's officially moved in.
Yeah, he gets, like, he's sending all of his, like, Amazon packages and everything here. So I'm assuming he lives here now.
Yeah.
We just haven't had, like, a conversation about it.
No. Here's the ground rules, motherfucker.
Is toothbrush still in the bathroom?
Yes. That has been here for a while. That was when I knew it was, like, for real that he was going to move in, when he left a toothbrush. But
you know, like, I hear that a lot.
If he has boxers here, then I just assume that, like, he lives here.
You know, I hear that a lot, but I've seen enough crime movies and shows where people have been poisoned because they use something that they thought was something of someone that they loved, but that person really didn't love them. They just loved what they'd get from them if they were dead. So, yeah, I don't believe that. No, I don't believe brushing. I don't believe toothbrushing.
I mean, I don't think Dingy's putting, like, a lot of effort in if all he wants to do is
poop. Hey.
You gotta make the show look good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at Black Widow. I mean, look at what she did.
That's fair. Now when he asked my old roommate, who I lived with for like 2.5 years, if he would recommend living with me, and he said the entire time I was just trying to murder her, I just couldn't find the right time to do it. And I was like, well, shit.
Well, if the FBI shows up, we know why.
Yeah, I already got, like, NCIS sniffing around at my door every once in a while. I don't need the FBI, too.
It's only a matter of time.
With all the other, like, weird shit I've done and working at a gun shop, it's only a matter of time before the federales come around.
Someone I know was working on a project for a movie a few years back. And it was, I think it would have to do with something that would have created a bomb or some type of nuclear reactor or something like, I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. But he had to get what it looked like in the plan so he could sort of make it as real as possible for this movie or show or whatever he was working on. Yeah, don't do that on public computers. Just FYI, and be sure that you have all your papers in line when you do that, because I guarantee you, someone will show up at your door questioning why the fuck you're looking up at high explosive designs and makeups and shit like that. I don't care if it's for a movie or what. Like,
well, and if you do it kind of off record and you pay all cash, they track when you buy, like, large amounts of fertilizer and stuff like that. Like, if you buy, like, a certain, like, group of things within a certain amount of time, they, like, show up at your door and they're like, what are you planning on doing?
God damn it, I needed it for my oversized garden that you don't see because it's underground. What the fuck?
Well, I love it when I drive through downtown D.C. and you can see somebody's, like, fucked up lighting system in their basement because they're growing weed in their basement. And you're like, I wonder if that's legal.
I mean, you know, depending on where you are federally, no.
But in D.C., like, I can't remember exactly what it is. You can have up to, like, 2 or 3 plants, but... Oh, God. The amount of people we have that come in from downtown D.C. reaping a weed and they think you're going to shoot just amazes me.
Well, I mean, even federally, that's what gets me about people. It's legal in this state. Yeah, but federally. Is it federally legal? If it's not federally legal, you can still be in trouble. You can still not do certain things. Like, federal law supersedes.
We're not going to handle a firearm. Like, if you were drunk, we wouldn't handle a firearm.
I know, but it just kills me about people that think because a state made something legal or has a law in place and stuff. Yeah, but my state, I don't give a flying fuck what your state says. Does it supersede federal? Okay, then, shut the fuck up.
You wouldn't believe how many of the airmen up here use it, thinking, oh, I thought it was legal.
Actually,
come back on base and pop.
Actually, that's changed. They're getting ready to pass something for military in all branches to be able to use it. That's about to change. They're actually working on. Brian Check talked about it.
I hadn't seen that yet.
Well, you need to listen to Screwless Auto. What was that, SRP?
Opening up, especially for like pain and anxiety and stuff. Like for me, it just doesn't. Because I have a security clearance, I never have used it. But had I used it, it would not work.
What did you say, SRP?
I just prefer someone. I'd rather, you know, deal with someone being buzzed than being hammered, you know, drunk.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Especially, well, you and I have talked about it, SRP, on shows before. I don't mind people that are laughing or giggling or a little talkative when they're drinking, but when you pass that fucking line and you become a dick or you're like crying 24/7, fuck away from me. I don't want that in my life. If you can't be a happy drinking person, I don't want you around me. I'd also rather you be high on weed than fucking fucked up on coke or drunk. So, or as me and SRP were talking earlier, DMT. Fucking take a shot of DMT, 3 big puffs, go fucking to the shooting range in 15 minutes.
There I was, Joe. Big government was right behind me, and I did the DMT.
Who was that guy that was fucking telling Joe that shit? He was bald-headed, wasn't he? No. It was the old dude, wasn't it? Fucking beard and shit. What was that guy's name? I literally just watched it. Oh my god. I can't remember dude's name, but he sounded just like that. He
was Alex Jones.
I wish. You know what? You know what? I'm crazy. I'm crazy. Yes, Alex Jones, you are very fucking crazy. Fuck fucking mine. Holy fucking Christ. SRP, do you have any short stories you'd like to tell our listeners tonight? I hear crickets.
Fed my penis.
You fed your penis?
I walked away for 2 seconds and I come back and there's part of my penis.
He asked for a short story.
Yeah, and SRP said he fed his penis.
I mean, that's on him.
Well, Six is there tonight, so think of that how you. No, SRP, is there anything?
Sorry for Gabby Sue.
Right. On a serious note, SRP, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners tonight before I go around to the other two and end the show before we get out of here?
Just hey, everyone, good to be back for a night. I had a good time, thank you. And everybody look out for each other, and that's where it all starts.
Brother, you know you're always welcome here. All you gotta do is give me a holler and I'll get your ass on here. You know that.
Thank you, Kyle.
Love you, SRP. Cutter, last words for our listeners.
Everybody be nice to each other this week. It's shitty all the way around. It's only, just don't be shitty to each other just because of politics or coronavirus or whatever. Just respect each other and watch out for your brothers and sisters.
What Cutter said, hey, Frosty, any last words?
Well, to put those two together in my usual comments, look out for your brothers and sisters, check on each other, make sure yourself is doing good. If you need help, reach out. If your brothers and sisters need help, reach out. Objective Zero and any of the other 50 billion of them out there, just reach out for help. SRP, don't be a stranger.
Please don't forget Task Dogs 2020 Virtual Summit right here on DB Radio, as well as it will be simulcast on Facebook where you can actually watch it. Please stay tuned for more information about that on the Task Dogs 2020 Facebook page, PTS Dog page, and as well as the DB Radio page. That's next Saturday, September 26th from 11 a.m. to 1700, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on DB Radio and Facebook Live. Don't forget dbfarm.org, smile.amazon.com, and DB Farm, your charity of choice. DB Radio Store. We have hoodies coming out really soon. DB against DB, lines. If you would be interested in that, you, your wife, or husband, or kids, please email me. Make the subject line DB against DB video lines. I'll get those lines to you. As long as you can get them back to me in MP3 format, we're good to go, and the sooner we can do that, the sooner I can get that video up and start getting people's stories so we can have that for our shows. For DB6, who bailed out on us because he's a little bitch, didn't take his little blue pill, Cutter, Frosty, Google, Recoil, Marquis Davis, grown-ass man, and our lovely SRP, I'm Boner Wood. You just heard Barrett's talk right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. Until next week, Flat Sickles.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.